Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
More clouds than sun this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High of 83, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, lows level off around 70, mainly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 85, a mix of clouds and sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing battle with the extreme heat and the drought conditions, many are trying to preserve their yards and their grass the best that they possibly can, with the little bit of weeds that are growing from the rain that we saw just a few weeks ago. And with that, some residents in the Topeka area say they're trying to make a makeover of their yard by bringing in 72 goats to eat some of the invasive plants, where they say that it makes their yard look pretty pristine.
Their little feet aerate the soil. Their goatberry that they drop is full of nutrients. It's dense in nutrients and organic material that benefits the soil. So not only are we managing the weeds, we're fertilizing as we go.
That audio from KSNT News, where they say that goats usually eat anywhere between 3 to 5% of their body weight every day, and saying they are bringing the goats around the state of Kansas, calling them the warrior goats to help take care of your lawn. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August.
Cool off
in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino.
Win random rewards every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9.
Saturdays from 7 to 11.
Play Ducks of Love
and win up to $3,000.
More entertainment,
more attractions,
and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
Where the winners play, Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Those that may enjoy biking or mountain biking have new opportunities to do so across the state of Kansas, and especially in south central Kansas, as El Dorado Lake State Park has created near 7 miles of mountain biking trails, including road biking, gravel biking, or even mountain biking.
I don't think people realize how many mountain bikers we have in the area and how much the sport is growing here. Just in the last few years, we've had about 7.5 miles of new trail built out at Santa Fe Lake. And then this winter, Bicycle Pedaler chartered a trail out here at El Dorado Lake State Park.
That audio from KWCH News, where they say that there's perfect places for any type of ride that you may be looking for.
Wichita is uniquely located near the Flint Hills. Gravel cycling is something that is kind of a global phenomenon right now. It's growing rapidly. Basically, people take large volume tire road bikes and go hit those remote roads. Then, of course, you've got the mountain biking around here. There's a lot of cross-country riding.
Mid-America Network Sports.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission is discussing a potential increase for the entry permits for annual parks across the state of Nebraska for residents, going up from $30 to $35. They say the daily permits would also go from $6 to $7 beginning on January 1st if the proposal ends up passing. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that under the proposal, non-residents would also be paying more, going up to $70 for an annual park entry permit from the current $60, with daily permits going from $12 to $14, saying overall that the sales of park stickers across the state totaled near $8.68 million for the previous year, roughly 8% of the agency's total revenue. The top two revenue sources for the department for last year included camping and lodging fees, along with hunting licenses that generated nearly $17 million apiece. During the conversation, the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission said that sales of park entry permits were down roughly 11% in 2022, compared to the previous summer, as they blamed it on inflation and high fuel costs. Your Mid-America Network News is your source for news coverage across the Mid-America region. Hear the latest news stories across the states of Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and even into the panhandle of Texas. From legislative coverage,
so if you look at the number of fentanyl samples submitted to the KBI lab,
local storm damage, and community events in your area, your Mid-America Network News will keep you in the know. Join us every day, all day long, right here with the Mid-America Network. News you can trust. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met July 12th and approved homeschool students meeting Kansas State High School Activities Association requirements may participate in district sports and activities. An eligibility form is on the State Activities Association website, and participants must live within the district. The unanimous vote by Marysville School Board follows state legislation allowing extracurricular participation. Enrollment fees were set at $100 for pre-K, $75 K through 6, and $115 for junior and senior high students. First day of school in Marysville is August 17th. Following closure of the Wetmore School, USD 113 Prairie Hills District is working with Nemahal Central USD 115 in Seneca and is expected to cooperate with the Vermilion and Jackson Heights districts on land transfers that would allow students alternate district options. City of Seneca is considering regulations as to placement of propane storage tanks within the community. City Council has asked the Planning Commission to review a proposed ordinance that could include underground burial of residential propane tanks. The committee is to hold a public hearing on the matter August 14th at 7 p.m. at Seneca City Hall. Marshall County Sheriff Tim Ackerman was recently named to the State Human Trafficking Task Force nominated by the Sheriff's Association. The group is bringing local concerns and advising the Attorney General what should come before the Kansas legislature. Your news on your time. The KNDY podcast is available daily Monday through Friday with the 7 and 12 o'clock newscasts on our website, KNDYradio.com, and on our Facebook page as well. Connie J. Ackerman, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Connie Ackerman.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We are getting our groove on at KNDY as we get ready to join Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun in downtown Marysville Friday, August 4th. Find us at the Lee Dam Arts Center during registration of the largest ladies shopping event of the season. We will be giving away groovy spa experiences provided by Serene Wellness, New Creations by Nicole, Nails on Broadway, Essential Massage by Levi Packett, and Bee's Beauty Bar. Be sure to stop by our table and register to win from your groovy friends at KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms possible early on today, then partly sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. A chance for some scattered showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. Showers and thunderstorms possible Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue into Saturday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. And more showers possible into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Some scattered showers possible into Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny and breezy with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Scattered showers will continue early Sunday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds gusting as high as 35. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When big vehicles turn right, they may swing out wide to make the turn. Let's not learn the lesson the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's see what I wait.
Sponsored by the Kansas Motor Carriers Association and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters in this station.
KNDY. Even with an airtight home, ragweed pollen will still find a way indoors. We will tell you how on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 3rd, the 215th day of the year. Football quarterback Tom Brady has a birthday, and the Mickey Mouse watch was introduced on this day in 1933. Ragweed will soon be in full bloom across the country, and allergists say that even in a seemingly airtight home, pollen will still find its way indoors. That's because we unwittingly carry it in ourselves. Our hair, clothing, and shoes are the main culprits, but even pets and line-dried laundry can transfer pollen into the house. If you suffer severe allergies, medication may provide the only relief. Check with your doctor now. Most recommend beginning treatment 10 to 14 days before the season peaks. And there is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. A former Kansas State Wildcat wide receiver is getting some attention at the NFL level. Is Todd Bowles, the head football coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, says he has caught the attention of Cade Warner, the son of Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner, and former Kansas State Wildcat wide receiver, saying that he has been impressive during the early training camp. KSNT News reports that according to Bowles, he says that as training camp goes along, he is excited to see where he will continue to grow and to see more from Warner, saying, quote, he can play all three receiver positions. As the pads continue to go on, we continue to play. I'll be interested to see what he does because he's a very interesting guy. Warner had signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as an undrafted free agent back in April of this year and is the only former Kansas State Wildcat on the team. Warner was not one of the picks in the NFL draft, coming into the team as an undrafted free agent, as Tampa Bay had picked a defensive back, Josh Hayes, in the sixth round of the draft. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
It's time to celebrate independence and kick your summer off with a bang with a new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford. We're going to help you celebrate with savings of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford car, truck, or SUV in stock. That gives you a total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with financing as low as 0% APR. With a great selection, big discounts, and low financing offers. Buying your new Ford has never been easier at Rusty Eck Ford. Save big with discounts of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford in stock. Financing as low as 0% APR or total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference today at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees. Discount off new Fords in stock. Excuse Bronco. Mach-E 23C083. MSRP 77990. 1,000 discount plus 8,900 rebate. Sale price 68090. 0% APR financing for 36 months. On select models upon Ford credit approval. Paying at 47.78 per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expire 7/31/23.
Those that may enjoy biking or mountain biking have new opportunities to do so across the state of Kansas, and especially in south central Kansas, as El Dorado Lake State Park has created near 7 miles of mountain biking trails, including road biking, gravel biking, or even mountain biking.
I don't think people realize how many mountain bikers we have in the area and how much the sport is growing here. Just in the last few years, we've had about 7.5 miles of new trail built out at Santa Fe Lake. And then this winter, Bicycle Pedaler chartered a trail out here at El Dorado Lake State Park.
That audio from KWCH News, where they say that there's perfect places for any type of ride that you may be looking for.
Wichita is uniquely located near the Flint Hills. Gravel cycling is something that is kind of a global phenomenon right now. It's growing rapidly. Basically, people take large volume tire road bikes and go hit those remote roads. Then, of course, you've got the mountain biking around here. There's a lot of cross-country riding.
Mid American Network Sports.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no route requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
One of Canada's big trees is the Kiewit giant Western Red Cedar. It stands 182 feet tall and 60 feet around. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This giant resides in British Columbia, Canada. You'll also find Western Cedars naturally growing from Alaska to Northern California and Montana. This beautiful tree is known for its durability and has been used for making shingles, poles, posts, houses, greenhouses, and more. Native Americans used it for making totem poles and canoes. Green Giant is a popular cultivar that can be found growing in zones 4 or 5 to 8. It can grow to 40 feet or more tall and 12 plus feet wide. It is often used as a disease-free substitute for Leland Cypress and deer-proof substitute for Eastern Arborvitae. Those with limited space may want to grow whipcord. The weeping cord-like foliage eventually grows into a 5 by 4 feet mound. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Some cities or regions are known for the nationalities of people who settled there. This perhaps seems a bit out of place. An Italian settlement along the Gulf Shores. The story of how those families arrived here and the festival that still exists today is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Just go to Nationwide.com/Andrew. That's Nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help protect your next.
Valentine Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
As Alfred Garisco explains, several residents in Daphne, Alabama, can trace their family's history here to the influence of a man named Alessandro Mastro Valerio.
There was a man who was a newspaper editor and promoter, and he thought that the immigrants were beginning to pile it up in these ghettos, and he thought they would be better off in the land. And he was aware of all the vast acres of land in this area that was available.
In the late 1800s, Valerio purchased land and began promoting this as a place people could move to and farm.
Overall, about 30 families came from around the United States. None of them came from Italy direct. They were all from already in the United States.
Over the years, the city has grown, but the Italian influence is certainly still alive and well. A historical marker notes the Italian community that sprung up here beginning in the 1880s, and Alfred says annual events still celebrate the area's heritage.
We call it the Festa Italiana, which is in conjunction with Arts and Crafts of Fairhope, and we serve a big meal and have a little bit of arts and crafts and that sort of stuff too, but yeah, it's a big deal. It is. We'll do 600 or 700 meals will be served.
The story is one of many told here at the local History Museum, often known as the Daphne Old Methodist Church Museum. Traveling the countryside in Daphne, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.
Seneca Realty will conduct a real estate auction for the Thomas Bones Cook Estate. This chouse on 2+ acres at 1786 E Road at Baileyville will be sold at auction Saturday, August 5th, beginning at 10:30. The lot is just over 2 acres, and the property includes a 70-by-80-foot chouse shop building built in 2017, 2-by-10-foot exterior walls, 5 air conditioner units, all underground utilities with rural water, 1,000-gallon propane tank. The shop area includes nearly 3,800 square feet of working area, and this also includes a 50-by-70-foot machine shed, all metal, partially cemented with 200-amp electric boxes. This real estate auction for the Thomas Bones Cook Estate Saturday begins at 10:30 on-site at 1786 E Road at Baileyville. For inspection, contact Dale Wilhelm or Mike Kuckelman. Sale conducted by Seneca Realty. For details, go online to senecarealty.net.
Egg size isn't determined by dimensions or how big an egg looks. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It's the total weight of a dozen that classes eggs anywhere from peewee to jumbo as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
When you go to the
grocery store and buy a carton of eggs, do you pay attention to the size? Maybe you open it to find some eggs are bigger than others, even though the carton is labeled as medium. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says eggs are sized not individually, but based on ounces per dozen.
So when you go into the store and you see large eggs, that's 24 ounces per dozen. Extra large eggs would weigh 27 ounces per dozen, and medium eggs would weigh 21 ounces per dozen. And they're the three main weights that you normally see in retail stores.
There are many factors that go into what size of egg a chicken will lay, and backyard chicken owners may be surprised to find a whole gamut of sizes from their birds. Frame says it depends on the breed, the age of the bird, its weight, a pullet versus a hen, and even environmental conditions. If you're making a recipe that calls for one large egg and you only have small, it's not going to matter much. But when the recipe calls for multiple eggs, you'll have to make adjustments. For example, four small eggs are equal to three large ones. Sometimes when I crack open an extra large egg, there are two yolks in it. Those eggs are usually laid by a pullet when she first comes into production.
The ovary, instead of depositing one ovum, or what will become the egg yolk, into the oviduct, which forms the egg, it actually drops two of them. And then, of course, all the albumen and material gets around those two yolks, and they're treated as basically one egg. And then when they go down into the shell gland, the shell is formed, and they come out as a large egg. And usually they're kind of oblong shaped, too.
Learn more about egg sizing and how to work your recipes with it at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
want my children to be successful in life, and that includes being financially stable. So I try not to keep my financial journey a secret from them, thinking that they're too young to understand. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Getting your children involved in your financial journey can be an incredible learning experience. By teaching them about budgeting and saving and growing financially, you're equipping them with the tools they'll need to make wise financial choices for the rest of their lives. You can start by including them in simple financial decisions like making a shopping list. As they grow older, gradually introduce more complex concepts. Not only does this make them financially literate, but it also strengthens the bond between you and your children as you work towards shared financial goals. Your kids are probably already learning from your financial habits and decisions, whether you intend them to or not, but actively including them can help set them up for a lifetime of financial success and stability.
Family Fair knows the Purple Heart Medal is issued to military service personnel who were injured or lost their lives on the battlefield. These brave men and women deserve our gratitude for the sacrifices they made for America. From your friends at Family Fair in Beatrice, shop familyfair.com for special savings.
A way to curb the problem of crop pest resistance today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships, and now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Integrated pest management hasn't caught on very fast. IPM is the use of multiple agronomic practices in combination to control crop pests. The board president and co-founder of the IPM Institute in Madison, Wisconsin, Thomas Green, said in a recent webinar that only about 10% of the crop acres in the U.S. are using IPM. He's working to increase that.
We're embarking on an effort to identify all the IPM tactics that have climate smart benefits and prioritize those based on potential benefits. And then we need improved technical assistance and incentives and outreach to producers so that they can participate in this and participate in the markets that are developing.
Green says IPM could benefit almost any cropping operation.
IPM is part of organic, sustainable, and regenerative ag, and we can all talk about IPM. So let's all work together to increase IPM adoption in all of these systems and multiply the benefits by working together to tackle some of those challenges that we have in terms of developing the methods and developing the data that we need to value these practices.
You can learn more at IPMInstitute.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Thursday, August the 3rd. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we know that the U.S. cattle herd has gone through some significant downsizing the past few years. Dr. Scott Brown is an associate extension professor at Markets and Policy at the University of Missouri. He talks about a couple of key indicators that will show the herd is expanding again.
Yeah, so number one, watch that quarterly cattle on feed number. We get the percentage of heifers on feed once a quarter. We need that to get down below 35%. That's a sure sign we're holding heifers. And then second, although we're down in beef cow slaughter year to date this year relative to last, that's a little more than 10% as I recall that number. 2022 was high because of the drought in places like Oklahoma, Colorado, Texas, et cetera. So we need cow slaughter to continue to get lower before we will say we're holding back cows. To me, those are the two early indicators.
Brown says the smaller herd size will likely stick around into next year.
I currently expect January 1 of 2024, beef cow inventories to still be lower. And I'll say, don't forget, when we start holding back to try to build the herd, that will create a bigger hole in production in the short term. Those heifers being held back to go in the herd won't be beef. So that hole has to happen as well. Again, I think it's tough to know the exact turn here at this point, but I tell folks all the time, don't think this cycle is going to be exactly like what we went through in 2014. Sometimes I remind us that back in 2014, 2015, we were coming off of very high corn prices because of the drought of 2012, but corn prices were back below $4 a bushel. I hope we don't see corn below $4 a bushel for corn producers anytime soon. It's just different right now.
And that's a look at your ag news for this Thursday, August the 3rd. We'll keep you covered all day long right here. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The agricultural industry changes every day. It's time you partner with Pluto Commodities. They realize your farm is your business, and your business is your livelihood, and they're ready to help your livelihood succeed and grow. With personalized strategies and risk management consultations, you can enjoy your own dedicated phone line and even quick text responses. Find them online at PlutoCommodities.com, and make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives, such as futures and options, may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville. ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com,
Valley Vet Supply. Or not to spray, there are factors to consider before you apply fungicides on your corn. Disease levels are number one on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news. the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Soggy conditions in much of the Corn Belt this spring delayed planting. This could also mean delayed harvest in the fall, which sets up a risk for fungal diseases. Northern corn leaf blight, gray leaf spot, tar spot, and others could affect yields. Before you spray fungicides, there are several factors to consider, such as environmental conditions and where the diseases are showing up. Darren Mueller is an extension plant pathologist at Iowa State University. He says you can get a good indication of disease pressure without walking into the field. A lot of your scouting can be done from the computer.
One of the things you can be doing is reading newsletters from seed companies or the extension services from not just your state, but the states around you, looking at Twitter or whatever social media that you are on, and just look for the chatter. So if tar spot's blowing up in the same areas, you're going to hear about it. Once you start seeing that chatter, you know, you should be walking out in the field and making sure that what they're seeing would be reflected on what's going on locally.
Know the foliar disease resistance of the hybrid you're growing. On intermediate and moderately resistant hybrids, any yield benefit would not cover the costs of the fungicide application.
My encouragement would be to be using a fungicide when a fungicide is needed. And so try to not look at yield response when you're considering a fungicide, and that's hard to do. But really, that yield response will happen if you're applying the fungicide to manage the fungus at a high enough level that would warrant a fungicide.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about the decision to apply fungicide on corn at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Thursday, August the 3rd. Right now, corn for September down 7 1/4 at 481. That's your current price. December corn, 493 and 3/4. That's down 7. Looking at Kansas City wheat for September, 765 1/2. That's down 21 1/2. December Kansas City wheat, 781 1/2. That's down 19 1/2. Oats for September, down 1/2 at 433 3/4. Oats for December, 448 1/4. That's down 5. Taking a look at soybeans for August. Here's what we're looking at right now. 1435 1/2. That's up 5 3/4. September soybeans up 10 3/4 at 1387 1/4. Looking at cotton for October, 80.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
What exactly does it mean to strive?
To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven. To put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones. To take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change. Seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas State University has been putting on the Risk and Profit Conference for many years. K-State Extension Assistant Rich Llewellyn provides an overview of the speakers and schedule for the event this year.
Well, this has been going on. I think it's the 28th year that we've been doing it now, and we have it in August. It's primarily for producers as well as ag lenders is the main group that shows up, but it's also for other folks that are involved in agriculture. And it gives our faculty a chance to present some of their current and up-to-date research that's going on, and also to spend some time with folks that are out in the state and involved in production and marketing and stuff and learn from them.
There are many breakout sessions that attendees can choose from to find a topic that fits their interests best.
We have about 20 faculty that will be presenting different topics in the breakout sessions, and then we also have a grain and livestock market outlook that will be happening. And then we have a keynote speaker on Thursday from Washington, D.C. He works with AgriPulse Communications and is quite tied in with what's going on for policy there, and with the Farm Bill coming up, that's really a helpful thing.
Llewellyn discusses the itinerary for this two-day event. There is also the option for people to only attend one day of this conference.
Well, we start with that lunch on Thursday on the 17th, and Philip will speak after lunch in a general session. And we have four breakout sessions in the afternoon. Folks, if they come both days, can attend a total of seven of the breakout sessions. We have 19 different topics that are presented. And so they can get a pretty good sampling of what's going on there. So we'll have that. And then in the evening, we have a conversation with a Kansas farmer. And this year, we have Norman and Cindy Roth from Sterling, Kansas, who will be coming in and sharing some about what's worked in their operation, what they've learned. And a lot of times, that's really helpful for folks just to hear what other people have been trying and doing and stuff. So that's Thursday. And then on Friday, we start with the grain market outlook from Dan O'Brien. He's our grain marketing specialist here in the state. And so he has an hour there with the major grain markets in Kansas. And then we have three more breakout sessions. And then we end with lunch, followed by the livestock market outlook with Glenn Tonser, who's our livestock guy here.
That was K-State Extension Assistant Rich Llewellyn with information about the upcoming Risk and Profit Conference in Manhattan, Kansas, August 17th through the 18th. There's also an online option available for August 21st through the 25th. Learn about how to register for this event and see the list of speakers by going to www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
About the jumping jive, Jim Jim jump the jumping jive. Cat's gonna beat out this mellow jive, beat it out on the middle side. Okay.
the side. Hep, hep. When you're 4'5", hep, hep. Hep, hep. Now don't you be that ickaroo, get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady foo, you make the joint jump like the gators do.
The dim, dim, jump is the jumping jive.
Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side, hep, hep. Jim, Jim, jumping jive makes you hep, hep on the Miller side, hep, hep. Jumping jive makes you hep hep on the Miller side. Going, da-da. Now told you about the jumping jive. Jim Jam jumped the jumping jive. I know you dug this Miller jive. Boom, you dig it on the Miller side.
County Nebraska Fair is just around the corner, and Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel encourages everyone to come on out and explore the 4-H exhibits the kids have worked so hard on. The fun starts August 13th. See you there, Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Country music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.